These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
Welcome to Adelante with Arlene. I'm your host, Arlene. Yes, I wanted to talk today about something that has been, well, gnawing at me. And that's the fact that sometimes you get so caught up in day-to-day circumstances, some in which we have no control of, that somehow we feel like we're running this rat race, even though when we get home and maybe we run yet another rat race, and finally we lay down to sleep, somehow we can't get rest. No matter how much rest we try to get, we wake up tired again.
My thoughts on Adelante with Arlene.
Today I want to talk about rest and how no matter sometimes how much we physically try to rest, we don't feel rested at all. God created the world. He created it and He gave us 7 whole days of a week, 365 days. He gives us, many of us, originally as it was before, 6 days to work. And on the 7th day, we consider that a Sabbath, us that are Christians. And we choose that day as a way of rest and dedicating it to God. But yet, I have learned as I come to God that the rest that God is talking about in the Bible is not so much about daily work, because some people do have to work physically on Sundays. Even the church workers, the pastors, and all the rest of the employees, they physically work on Sundays. The rest that God is talking about is not the rest of the daily work or the physically exhausted when they've worked so hard. It is the profound peace that God gives us during those circumstances. He gives us the peace to those who love and obey Him regardless of the circumstances. It's a spiritual rest. It's a spiritual rest. It's a peace. It's an ease. It's a refreshment. You see, rest is defined in the Bible as these things: peace, ease, and refreshment. And the Bible speaks quite highly of the rest. It's repeated throughout the Bible, through the beginning of creation, the story of Genesis 1 and 2. We see that God created for 6 days straight, and then, as I said, He rested on the 7th day. See, to enter into God's rest, we first have to believe that Christ is the finished work of who He is. He is the Christ. He proved this to us. He didn't have to, but He did on the cross. The Word of God says, "For we who have believed enter that rest." We enter God's rest when we believe that we're saved, when we believe that He's our rest. We find peace in the midst of turmoil. We find peace and rest in Him. That's right. We can find rest. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, tired, if you're feeling like you sleep but somehow need more sleep and still feel tired, then I encourage you today to rest in Him, for He is our rest. He is our peace. He is our fortress in times of trouble. I found that when I can't physically rest many times is because I'm spiritually not in tune and lined up with whom He is. And I'm trusting more on my own strength than I am trusting in Him to see me through whatever circumstance I am in, whatever troubles I am walking through. That's right. The Word of God says in Proverbs 16:7 about peace, that when I'm trying to please God, He will make even my worst enemies be at peace with me. Remember that. If you're having trouble at work with some coworker or your boss, when you're trying to please God, He, being God, will even make the worst enemies, our worst enemies, to be at peace with us. The Word of God says in Psalm 85:8, verses 10 through 11, I will listen to what God, the Lord, will say. He promises peace to His people, His saints. Love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other, and faithfulness springs forth from the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven. Peace, 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 the rest of God and the rest of us that we will experience. That rest is found in God, in peace. See, the Word of God says in Isaiah 26:3 that He will guard us and keep us in perfect and constant peace, as my mind, both its inclination and its character, will be stayed on you, God, because I commit myself to you and lean on you and hope in you confidently. When we do this, we find rest in Him. We find peace, for He is our peace. In John 14:27, the Word of God says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful or intimidated and cowardly unsettled." God is our peace. God is our rest. Now may the Lord of peace himself give peace at all times in every way. You want to find peace? Do you want to find rest? You want to find that rest? You will. When you trust the Lord God Almighty with all those things that seem to be consuming you, with all those thoughts, with all those worries, with all those circumstances that are real in the natural. But in the supernatural, when you find yourself in the presence of God and you line yourself up with Him and find rest in Him, you will find peace even in the toughest circumstances. And therefore, your body will have rest. Yes, physically, mentally, you will have that rest you're looking for. So stay encouraged during these tough times and be thankful for those things that God has given you. And focus not on the things you don't have, but instead focus on the things that you do have. The great thing that He provides for you daily. Breath in your air, air to breathe, a place to sleep, and possibly, don't forget to tune in to Adelante with Arlene. My videos are on YouTube, where you will find many, many different topics and longer videos. I also have podcasts, as you know, here on Anchor.fm and many other platforms in which you can find under Anchor.fm. Don't forget to tell your friends about Adelante with Arlene. As I say at the end of every podcast and every video,
sigue adelante.
Until next time.
These are my thoughts on Adelante with Arlene.